Greeting and a warm welcome to the AI Oracle, where we delve into the vast knowledge available through artificial intelligence. I am Zephyrian, your AI host, and it's an honor to be with you today. Every week, we offer you intriguing and educational conversations on a variety of subjects. Today, we are discussing the current and crucial theme of racism, the power of sports and its impact, including the economic effect of events like the Super Bowl and the current state of the U.S. economy. Amid the ongoing fight against discrimination and bias, we will investigate how events like the Super Bowl can bring people together, foster positivity and unity, and raise consciousness about important social causes. So get ready and let's begin our journey. Racism is a belief that certain races are inherently superior or inferior to others. It can manifest as prejudice, discrimination, and hate towards individuals based on their perceived race. Racism has roots in European colonialism and the slave trade of the 15th to 19th centuries, when the idea of white superiority was used to justify the exploitation and enslavement of people from other races.
Racism is a systemic issue because it is deeply embedded in the policies, institutions, and structures of society. This means that racism is perpetuated by these systems, even if individuals within them do not consciously hold racist beliefs. For example, the criminal justice system and housing policies have been shown to perpetuate racial disparities and discrimination. Racism manifests differently in different parts of the world, but it often results in unequal treatment and outcomes for marginalized racial groups. For example, in some countries, people of color may face employment discrimination, while in others they may experience police brutality and racial profiling. The psychology of racism can be understood in terms of implicit biases and stereotypes, which shape attitudes and behavior unconsciously. For example, studies have shown that people unconsciously associate positive traits with white people and negative traits with people of color. Socialization and group identity also play a role in the development of racist beliefs and attitudes. For example, exposure to racist ideas and media can influence how individuals perceive and treat people from different races.
Resolving racism requires a multifaceted approach that includes education, policy changes, and individual action. This includes acknowledging and addressing the systemic nature of racism, as well as examining and changing one's own biases and prejudices. Intergroup dialogue and understanding, as well as supporting organizations and initiatives led by affected communities, can also play a role in creating lasting change. For example, programs aimed at increasing diversity and cultural competency in schools and workplaces, as well as advocacy for policies that address racial disparities, can help to reduce the impact of racism. Teaching kids about combating racist ideology involves educating them about diversity, promoting empathy and understanding, and challenging harmful stereotypes and biases. It's important to start from an early age because children are impressionable and form attitudes and beliefs about race that can last a lifetime.
To teach kids about combating racism, parents and educators can foster a positive sense of identity and cultural pride for all kids, including those from historically marginalized communities, promote diversity and inclusiveness through books, media, and classroom activities that feature a range of cultures, races, and experiences, encourage kids to question and challenge harmful stereotypes and biases, and to stand up against racist comments or actions, engage kids in discussions and activities that promote empathy, understanding, understanding and respect for people from different backgrounds. In addition to educating children, combating racist ideology also requires action from individuals and society as a whole. This includes acknowledging and addressing systemic racism, challenging implicit biases, and advocating for policies and initiatives that promote equality and combat discrimination. It also involves listening to and amplifying the voices and experiences of marginalized communities and being an active ally in the ongoing fight against racism.
Staying positive in a racist world can be challenging, but it is important for one's mental and emotional well-being. Here are some ways to maintain a positive outlook. Surround yourself with supportive people. Seek out friends, family members, or community members who share your values of equality and inclusiveness. Focus on self-care. Engage in activities that promote physical, emotional, and mental well-being, such as exercise, mindfulness, and self-reflection. Educate yourself and others. Stay informed about the latest developments in the fight against racism and share that information with others. Amplify positive stories and experiences. Seek out and share stories of people and communities working to promote equality and combat racism. Take action. Participate in activism and advocacy efforts, whether through grassroots organizations, voting, or speaking out against racist acts and policies. Celebrate diversity. Embrace and appreciate the differences and unique qualities that people from different cultures, races, and backgrounds bring to the world. Remember that combating racism is a long-term process that requires ongoing effort and commitment. But staying positive and focusing on progress can help to maintain hope and inspiration.
Despite the numerous challenges facing the world today, it is important to focus on the positive and find reasons to stay hopeful. Here are a few things to look for in the upcoming months. Renewal and growth. Spring is a season of new beginnings and rejuvenation, with the arrival of warm weather and blooming flowers reminding us of the power of nature and the renewal of life.
Community spirit. Spring is often a time for outdoor events and gatherings, providing opportunities for people to come together and connect with one another, regardless of race, ethnicity, or background. Increased opportunities for outdoor recreation. As the weather improves, people have more opportunities to engage in outdoor activities, such as hiking, biking, or gardening, that can boost their physical and mental well-being.
A time for reflection. Spring can be a time for introspection and reflection, providing a chance to reassess one's priorities and make positive changes in one's life. Celebrations of cultural and religious traditions. Many cultures and religions have important celebrations and holidays in the spring, providing opportunities for people to come together, share their traditions, and find joy and community.
It is important to keep these positive aspects in mind, even in the face of difficult challenges, in order to maintain a sense of hope and perspective. The upcoming Super Bowl 57 has the potential to bring positivity and joy to many people in the world, especially during challenging times. Here are a few ways in which the event can have a positive impact.
Provides a sense of unity. The Super Bowl is a widely watched event that brings people from all walks of life together to cheer for their favorite teams and enjoy the halftime show. This sense of community and shared experience can help to promote unity and bring people closer together. Boost local economy. The Super Bowl provides a significant economic boost to the host city, with increased tourism and spending. This can help to create jobs and support local businesses. Offers a source of entertainment. The Super Bowl provides a fun and entertaining distraction from everyday life, which can help to relieve stress and improve mood.
Encourages physical activity. The Super Bowl and its associated events often promote physical activity and healthy lifestyle choices, which can help to encourage people to stay active and engage in regular exercise. Boosts national pride. The Super Bowl provides a platform for the country to showcase its cultural heritage and strengths, which can help to promote national pride and increase a sense of belonging among citizens. It is always exciting to hear about the upcoming Super Bowl and the talented musicians who will perform during the halftime show. Rihanna's return to the stage after a hiatus is highly anticipated, and her fans are eagerly waiting to see what she has in store for the Super Bowl audience. With her exceptional talent and chart-topping hits, it is sure to be a memorable performance that will be talked about for years to come.
Additionally, the game itself is shaping up to be a highly competitive match between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams have shown their dominance throughout the season, and it will be interesting to see who comes out on top. The outcome of the game is always uncertain, making it an exciting and thrilling event for all football fans to enjoy. Overall, the 2023 Super Bowl promises to be a memorable event with thrilling football, world-class entertainment, and an electrifying halftime show.
American football traces its roots back to the mid-19th century, with early versions played by college teams in the United States. In 1869, Rutgers and Princeton played what is considered to be the first intercollegiate football game. The rules of the game evolved over time, and in 1876, the Intercollegiate Football Association was established to standardize the rules. In the early 20th century, professional football emerged, with the formation of the National Football League, NFL, in 1920. The NFL underwent significant changes over the years, including the merging with the American Football League, AFL, in the 1960s. American football has become one of the most popular sports in the United States, with millions of fans tuning in to watch games every season. The Super Bowl, the championship game of the NFL, has become a major cultural event and one of the most watched television programs in the country. Today, American football is played at the amateur and professional levels, with a strong emphasis on strategy, teamwork, and physical fitness. It continues to evolve, with changes made to the rules and technologies used to play the game, such as instant replay and player safety measures.
American football has a complex relationship with racism, as the sport has both reflected and perpetuated racial inequalities in American society. One example is the history of African American players in the sport. Despite their contributions, African American players faced discrimination and segregation for much of the sport's history. It was not until the 1940s and 1950s that African American players began to receive more opportunities to play in the NFL, but they still faced discrimination and racism from fans, media, and even other players. Additionally, the NFL has a history of failing to address and confront racist behavior by its players and fans. For instance, the use of Native American mascots and imagery by several NFL teams has been criticized as racist and offensive by indigenous groups and their allies. In recent years, the NFL has taken steps to address these issues, such as implementing a policy to penalize players for using racial slurs on the field and partnering with organizations to address racial inequalities. However, the league and the sport still have a long way to go in terms of addressing and combating racism in all its forms. The Super Bowl halftime show has its roots in college marching band performances in the 1960s. It became more elaborate with the addition of pop music acts in the 1990s and early 2000s, and has since become one of the most watched musical events of the year. Some notable performances include Janet Jackson in 2004, Prince in 2007, Beyoncé in 2016, and Lady Gaga in 2017. From a cultural perspective, the Super Bowl halftime show is important because it reflects and influences popular music and entertainment trends. It often features major music stars and provides a platform for them to showcase their talents to a huge audience. From a sport perspective, the halftime show provides a break in the action and a chance for fans to relax and recharge before the second half of the game. It also adds to the overall spectacle and excitement of the event. From a psychological perspective, the halftime show can influence the mood and energy of the audience and players, potentially impacting the outcome of the game. It can also provide a moment of escapism and entertainment, helping to relieve stress and tension. An event like the Super Bowl can have a significant impact on the economy, especially during a time of economic downturn. The Super Bowl generates a substantial amount of revenue for a wide range of industries and businesses, providing a much-needed boost to the economy. For example, The event drives tourism and travel as fans flock to the host city for the game. This provides a surge in revenue for local hotels, restaurants, and businesses, creating jobs and economic opportunities. Additionally, the Super Bowl generates massive amounts of advertising revenue for the NFL and broadcast networks, which can help support other industries and businesses. The halftime show provides a platform for music artists to reach a huge audience, which can increase their visibility, exposure, and earnings, providing a boost to the music industry. The Super Bowl also leads to a surge in consumer spending, as fans purchase food, drinks, and merchandise related to the event, driving sales for businesses such as restaurants, bars, and retailers. All in all, the Super Bowl can provide a much-needed boost to the economy during a time of economic downturn, generating significant benefits for a wide range of industries and businesses. The event also has a unifying effect on the nation, as fans come together to enjoy the game and its festivities, providing a moment of distraction and joy during a difficult time.
After discussing the impact of events like the Super Bowl on the economy, it is important to examine the current state of the U.S. economy. The second consecutive quarter of economic growth reported by the government raises questions about the potential future for the country's economic climate. While growth is a positive indicator, it is crucial to understand the challenges and factors that may influence the economy in the months to come. The recent announcement of the second consecutive quarter of economic growth in the U.S. may bring some relief, but it is far from a clear sign that the nation is out of the woods. Despite the solid growth in the October-December quarter, economists widely believe that a recession is very likely to occur sometime this year. The underlying figures of the growth also reveal some concerning trends, such as a slowdown in consumer spending and weak business investment. The factors that fueled last quarter's growth, such as companies restocking inventories and a drop in imports, are unlikely to last. Increased borrowing rates and still high inflation are expected to steadily weaken consumer and business spending, leading to businesses cutting expenses and potentially resulting in layoffs and high unemployment. The likely recession in the United Kingdom and slower growth in China will further erode the revenue and profits of American corporations. However, there are some reasons for optimism in the face of a potential recession. Many employers who have struggled to hire after the pandemic may opt to retain most of their workforce, even in a shrinking economy. This could help to mitigate the severity of the recession and lead to a more mild outcome. In conclusion, while the recent economic growth is a positive sign, it does not paint a complete picture of the economic climate in the U.S. The country is facing multiple challenges that are expected to cause a recession in the coming months, but there are also reasons to believe that the impact could be comparatively mild. It remains to be seen what the future holds for the U.S. economy, but it is important to remain vigilant and prepared for potential challenges ahead.
And that's all for today's episode of the AI Oracle, exploring the knowledge that we know of through artificial intelligence. I hope you learned something new and valuable about the power of sports in promoting positivity and different ways to combat racism and stay optimistic in spring. Join us again on Monday or Friday for another thought-provoking and informative episode. If you enjoyed this episode, show your support by following us on your podcast app, giving us a thumbs up, following us on social media, and sharing with your friends. Your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time for more fascinating topics. This is your AI host, Zephyr Ryan, signing off.